Coach, it was another marathon day in Patriot League play. Just your thoughts about your team's effort.
Just really proud of the resilience and them staying the course. It's Lehigh's a good program and a really good team. And, you know, I think for us, they took a lead on us. And, you know, we didn't get flustered, just kind of did our thing. And I thought we had better at-bats, obviously, in that second game. But just really proud of, you know, some of the timely hits, proud of, you know, the pitching, proud of people just fighting, even if they didn't have it and it wasn't their day. So what a way to end it for, you know, Kate Coker to, you know, hit a ball off the fence, and we were hoping it was going out, but to hit the top of the fence and then, you know, obviously make it all the way around, and that's how we win a regular season championship. I think that's pretty cool. It's a poetic ending, so let's hope it continues.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, obviously there's been a huge national spotlight on the program, especially the last couple of weeks. I mean, to those people who don't really know the Patriot League and New England softball, how hard is it to win these games and now be 48-4-1?
I mean, every softball game is difficult to win, and I hope that if you're a coach across the country or someone that is involved can recognize that. So it's not always going to be your day. And, you know, I think we have one of the best pitchers in the country in Casey Ricard, and it wasn't her day, you know. So to me, I look at that and I think, you know, that kid is unbelievable and incredible, but she's allowed to be human. She's allowed to have an off day. She's allowed to have a moment. And I think, you know, Lizzie did a really great job coming in behind her, and I probably should have pulled her a little bit sooner, but, you know, that's the reality of it. You know, I obviously can make some better decisions, but I don't know. I'm just, you know, to me, I look at it as what they've been able to do is absolutely incredible. And, you know, I hope if you are a fan of the game, you can take a step back and look at how remarkable it is to have this many wins at this point in the season for a Northeast team.
And then Brooke coming up with that two RBI double, just her efforts today and the past few weeks.
You know, I'll take the RBIs all day, but if anyone takes a moment to watch Brooke play second base, they are going to recognize the amount of hits that she steals. She is one of the best second basemen I've ever seen. She is just smooth. She steals hits. You know, she can go to her left. She can go to her right. She can come in. I don't know if I've ever seen, you know, a better softball player in terms of what she can do defensively. And, you know, offensively, she's just been on it the past couple of weeks and really seen the ball well. So I'm just super proud.
And then overall, how do you think your lineup handled Lehigh's pitching in terms of pitch selection and just in general in the at-bats?
You know, I think we gave away some at-bats in that first game and early, and, you know, chasing balls that are off the plate. If a team doesn't have to throw strikes, you're going to have a hard time winning that game. So I think just, you know, doing a better job of hitting pitches that are in our zone and leaving the stuff that's out. But, yeah, you know, we found a way, and that's all that matters.
And then Allie B pitching in the first game and coming up with some hits as well, just her efforts.
Yeah, I mean, Allie's just a kid that just loves to play softball. And I think if you recognize, you look out here, it's like these kids just love to play, right? So regardless of the result, regardless of the score, they're going to take their reps, they're going to take their hacks. And, you know, for me, it's Allie's been a two-way player for a while now, and same with Lizzie. And, you know, just impressed with them and what they're able to do kind of on both sides of the ball.
And then finally, what do you want to see from the team tomorrow? Obviously, you just won the regular season title. It's going to be senior day. What's going to be your message to the team for tomorrow?
You know, we got to play with heart. You know, we have to do our thing. And, you know, we've been in this position before, right? We got to find a way to obviously continue, you know, what we're doing. And our job is to show up to the field and win every single game. So that's what we're going to try to do.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.